Imai seinen Strom, dessen herrliche Flut fließt wunderbar stille durchs Land. Doch strahlet und glänzt er wie feurige Glut. Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O glaub ich,
es fließet für dich.
Wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer ergibt,
da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz.
Dann
nun mit den köstlichen Segen genießt. Erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz.
O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist rau. Er schmeckt so lieblich und fein. Es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, macht die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut. Für Jesus ergießet sie sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. O Sünde, vergaß er für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für mich. Denn Durst hat er kame und tränke sich satt. So rufet der Geist und die Frau. Nur wer in den Strome gewaschen sie hat, dann angeht sie Gottes zum Schau. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Oh, have you heard of that beautiful stream that flows through the promised land? Its waters gleam bright in the heavenly light and ripple over golden stream. Dear soul, we pray, will you come and wash in this wonderful stream? The waters flow free, so clear and true. Believe it is flowing for you. The fountains are deep and its waters are pure and sweet to the weary soul. It flows from the throne of Jehovah alone. Oh, come where it waters flow free, so clear and true. Believe it is flowing for you. This beautiful stream is the river of life. It flows for all nations free. Above for which wound in its waters are found. O sinner, it flows for thee.
Dear soul, we pray, will you come
and wash in this wonderful stream? This water flows free, so clear and true. Believe it is flowing for you. To them that are thirsty, the spirit and bright, say, come, you may drink of it free. All those that are washed and in Jesus abide, our Father in heaven receives.
Dear soul,
we pray, will you come and wash in this wonderful stream? This water flows free, so clear and true. Believe it is flowing for you.
Ich weiß einen Strom. I know of a stream. And we used to sing that in the colony at weddings. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know what that stream was. Mm-hmm. Like now you and I, we know what that stream is.
That's right.
We don't just sing it now. We sing it in spirit and truth because we know what that stream. That stream is simply this. It's so simple. Once you're able to dig yourself to the clutter, it's simply what Jesus said. This is going to be eternal life, and that they believe on them whom I will send. And he sent these seven angels, back in the book of Revelation. Sent these seven stars, they were the seven angels, and that's that stream. That's drawing, mm-hmm. flows, has actually been flowing, but here in the grace age, it's flowing through exactly what Jesus said. And this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And then he sent these seven angels, and each church age, the grace age is divided into seven church ages. And if each church age had an angelic messenger, and then that angelic messenger linked up with the vocal cords of an earthly messenger, and then that earthly messenger brought it to the people, mm-hmm. just like it was back in the days of the Apostle Paul. And anything outside of that stream is going to be infiltrated by these antichrists, by these seducing spirits and these doctrines of devils. And see, it took me a lifetime to find that, and then I found that stream. And then here in the church here, the Laodicea, God sent that angel, and then that angel, he linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Branham. And then when he went off the scene, he found the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson. And then when they went off the scene, the Lord was testing each one of us that were sitting under the ministry of Brother Jackson, and he found you and I to be faithful to continue on with the program. And this here is that stream. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, it's still the truth. And if you come under this stream, then you got no health problems. You got everything supplied for you. And to you and I, everything is so simple. But see out there, the devil, if you're off that channel, like if you're off that channel if you're out from under that angelic stream that flows from the throne of God, then believe you me, it's like a train derail. And when that train gets off the track, it derails. And here's the same thing. Once you're off that stream and you do not embrace the fact that God sent the prophet, and then because Laodicea is so infiltrated with deception that he couldn't afford to leave a gap, then that angel took Brother Jackson's vocal cord, and then when he went off the scene, he took you and I and to continue on with the program and to finish it off and to bring it right to the very end. We just up the road here in 2028, it's all It'll be all over by the crying. But see, you and I, we're putting all our effort to stay on that stream that the Lord has called us to do. And he's gonna see to it that we're going to be faithful to the end. There's nothing in us that can be faithful. That's why throughout this stream, throughout this journey, ever since Pentecost, you have to be born again, you know, to be part of that stream. All that angel will tell you, he spoke at Pentecost, you must be born again. He spoke to Nicodemus, you must be born again. It's all part of that stream. And like I say, if you're off that stream, you're going to fall into the Jehovah Witness garbage. Or you're going to fall into the Pentecostal garbage. Or you're going to fall into the charismatic garbage. Everything outside of that stream is infiltrated by Satan. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. That's why we're putting all our effort in, taking all the abuse, taking all the persecution, just to stay in line to bring out the truth here at his end time. The ministry of Brother Branham. And like I say, God, the Laodicea is so full of deception that God could not afford to lose a gap. And then when he went off the scene, that angel found the book, of course, of Brother Jackson. Here we're just finishing it out here. I'm already living on borrowed time. I've already got the 70 years. So you can be rest assured, it's going to happen exactly what the scripture says.
I need no mansion here below, for Jesus added I could go to a home beyond the cloud, not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. When burdens come so hard to bear that no earthly friend can share, tears drive away the smiles and leave my heart in pain. Then my Lord from heaven above speaks to me in tones of love, wipes the tears away and makes me smile again. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds, not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. Oh, the thought to me is sweet that my loved ones I shall meet at the ending of the journey here below. Seems I hear their voices blend, and the world without an end. I won't worry when the time shall come to go. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. When Jesus comes to claim his own, I will move to my new home. I'll walk and talk with him upon the streets of gold. A mansion there is waiting me, so its beauty I will see. In that city where we met, never shall grow old. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I should go clouds, the name remains. Oh, won't you come and go with all? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Just up in glory land
we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my hope, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't be at home in this world anymore. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on.
Let's turn on the news and you're going to know it's something going on in Mount Zion. That's Israel. That's Jerusalem. That's what's going on. The restoration of, will yet that time once again restore Israel. That's what's going on. The time has come where God is going to once again restore Israel. And there'll be no Trump stopping it. There'll be no United Nations stopping it. Nobody's going to stop it. Mm-hmm. These terrorists over there, they're the devils trying to stop the restoration of Israel. What is it about? It's all about Jerusalem. What's the fighting all about? All about Israel. Mm-hmm. Just one little country, but God God's in charge, and he's going to see that they're going to build their temple, and everything is over and done with. That's what's going on. The time has now come for the restoration of Israel. The Jews, they went through literal hell since they were kicked out of, when they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, they were scattered all over the world. But now here, the scripture's got to be fulfilled. The Lord is going to restore you at that time once again, restore Israel. That's where we are in time. God is in the process of restoring Israel. And there's no devil in hell that'll stop it. Yeah, these terrorists and these United Nations and these countries and even Trump is trying to tie Bibi's hands from not fulfilling scripture. But it's all going to fall by the wayside. All these thugs and all these anti-Israelis, they're going to see that building, that temple is going to be built. That's what this thing is all about over there at the end of the day. It's just going to happen. Because the time has now come. The time is moving on. Time is rapidly moving on. It's like when you build a house. God made a blueprint, and now it's time. Comes the time when you put on the shingles. It comes the time when you put in the windows. It comes the time when you put in the flooring, the finishing touches. That's what the Lord is doing. He's putting in the finishing touch because scripture has got to be fulfilled, and there's no devil in hell that's going to stop it, because Satan is just a defeated fool, but he's still around here trying to wreak chaos, just like Obama. And then he's trying to use these antichrists and these thugs over there, these terrorists, to stop the plan from going ahead. But it ain't going to happen, because the time has come. Mm-hmm. Everything has to do with the time has come. That's why we sing that song.
And prophecy will be fulfilled. You know, there are so many prophecies that require a temple, the third temple to be built, you know. For the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that temple has to be built, just like in the first advent of Jesus. It was all fulfilled, where Cyrus is going to make a decree that they can now go back to their homeland. And they went back, and the temple was rebuilt and everything for the first advent of the Lord Jesus Christ when he came. The same way here. In the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that temple has to be there.
You see, time is rapidly moving on, and we're living here in the week of Daniel. It's all, the grace age is over. It's no use trying to pretend otherwise. And now we're in the week of Daniel, and we only have about 3 more years left, and then that's when everything ends. That's when an angel comes down, ties up Satan, and throws him into hell. But see, we're just rapidly moving on, and if you don't do what it says here, you're going to be left standing out there. You're going to be weeping and crying and wishing you would have listened. But see, we can't stop what's coming. We can't. We just talk to the Lord one day, got a hold of us, and we just said, Lord, here we are. Do it as you see fit, lead and guide us by your Spirit. And here he's led and guided us. He's given us his mandate here. And if you come on board, fine. If not, you'll be out. You'll be out in the cold. Just that simple. He has sounded forth the trumpet that will never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Nobody's stopping God. He just continues on with it. We're ready or not, and it'll just happen just like that flood.
the dear Lord will come upon us. We're just going to bump right into it. That's the only thing, nothing you could do to stop it. You get no point in saying, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There's many walking out and sent. And that song ain't going to matter. God's got this program to fulfill. And when the time is right, and the only thing that you and I can do is to prepare ourselves for that day. That's why we get up in the morning around 5 o'clock. That's why we're doing everything we can to prepare ourselves, because we only get one run at this. You only get one chance at life. And if you miss that, then you miss it throughout eternity. That's why we're putting in so much effort. We spend three hours every morning from 5 to about 9 to get up and pray, and then we sing some songs, and then we have a conversation, and then by the time we're done, we're 9 o'clock, and people say, well, I don't have time. Well, you get up earlier. You don't need all that sleep. Get up an hour or two earlier, and then take time out for the Lord, and then when you go to bed, just before you go to bed, I put the message on and I list about the conversation that we had during the day. There's no excuses, you know what I'm saying? Because you only got to run at this, and you can take time out. You can take time out to go to the movies and all that stuff. You can take time out to for the Lord for a few hours a day. That's a pretty easy thing to do once you get used to it.
We live in a world of entertainment. People find time to entertain themselves, you know, but they find so little time for God. You know, when you look at all the sports activities and the stadiums, they're always filled, you know, but how many of them take time out for God?
Yeah, well, we decided one day we don't want that. This world is not our own. We want to live for the Lord, because like I say, you only get one run at this. There's only one life. And you might as well make the best of it. Mm-hmm. And it's best if you start younger, because when you get older, it's pretty tough to bend that old tree. Like when you're young, you can get the habit, to get in the habit of doing things for the Lord, seek the Lord while he may be found. But Queen de Souls and Frieden have. You know, you got to look for him when you're young. That's the best investment that you can do. There's no investment in this world. You can have billions and millions of dollars and invest in all kinds of stuff, and gold and all the stuff that they want you to invest in. But see, you and I, we invested all our resources, all our energy, have invested into the things of the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what that born again experience and his righteousness. And it's not our right, it's his righteousness, and his righteousness is and has always been the message for your day. That stream, that's the message, that's his righteousness. If you can tap into that stream that God started back before the foundation of the world, that stream is running, and right now that stream is the finishing touches and the restoration of all things. We're in the week of Daniel. He's going to restore everything. Everything is going to go back to it, what it was before Satan come on the scene. We're going to go back to the Garden of Eden, and we're just going to continue with the program. There'll be no more devil in the millennium just up the road here, just 3 years from now. Satan is no more. Just that simple. And then the program that he started with Adam and Eve, it continues. But for 6,000 years, Satan has given 6,000 years to mess up the picture. And you and I, we have to be true and faithful to the Word of God. And somehow, by the grace of God, we found exactly true via the Scriptures. The Lord led and guided us with his eye. And here we found it. We found exactly what we're saying here. We're living in the church age of Laodicea. We never learned that and that. And that how do I call these cults, these churches out there, they're all designed to make sure you never find the truth. That people, they flock to these churches by the thousands upon thousands. But there's only one stream. They are not part of that stream. That angel did not use John Hagin. He did not use Joseph Smith. Mm-hmm. He did not use the Jehovah Witness, that angel did. That angel took the vocal cords of Brother Branham, and then these other people are just decoys. They're just Satan's weaponry of mass deception. Believe you know, believe you me, when that Antichrist comes along, he is a lot more attractive than the real thing, thank God. He caters to the flesh, and he can take people out to hell and death, and the people don't even know it, that they'll be taken out to hell and death. Just like I say about that Hutterite system. I went back and I studied the foundation of it. The foundation is that Peter Riedemann and that Jacobus, that's as far back as it goes. Right back in the days of Martin Luther. God sent an angel to talk to Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith, and here comes Satan to derail the program. And you can go back in the book of Revelation, you'll find out that the church age of Sardis, it didn't last very long. It only lasted, and simply because Satan sent these Antichrist. He sent these Peter Riedemanns. He sent these Jacobus. He sent this Zwingli, just to combat everything that that angel spoke to Martin Luther, to just to live by faith. So here come out with a religious program, the self-righteousness, and all these, the community style living. It's all not grounded. And what they say, this is going to be life eternal, that they believe with them Elias. He never sent that Jacobuter guy. He never sent that Zwingli. He sent Martin Luther. Just that simple. And if you're up that stream, believe you me, that's Satan. He has not been asleep, even though wild men slept. But Satan didn't sleep. And soon as Martin Luther comes on the scene, Satan is up to his old tricks again, and he infiltrates Christianity, and before you know it, the church is, the world is full of churches of every description, but they're not tied on to that stream of living water.
Yeah, they'll never bring you to the knowledge of the truth. That's the problem with them, you know. They'll never bring you to the righteousness for your day and hour. And when they don't do that, you don't have a complete picture.
That's why I keep saying the deception in these churches and these communes and all these things out there, the deception is so great because it's what they do not tell you. They're not going to tell you what we're saying here. It's what they don't tell you. That's why Jesus said the deception will be of such a magnitude that it'll deceive the very elect, because it could be telling you 100% the truth. John Hagee is very entertaining. He tells people the truth, but it's what he doesn't tell them. That's what is so deceptive. That's why we beat the drums here forever and a day, because we know exactly where the problem is. The problem is it's what they do not tell you. That's why it's so deceiving. What's that scripture you had?
Isaiah 11.
Why did you read it? Because the Lord gave it to you. And why did you read these two translations? I'll read the German one.
Okay. Isaiah 11, the righteous reign of the branch. Well, that's the righteous reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's looking towards the millennium. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. See, that's all talking about Jesus, out of the stem of Jesse, out of the tribe of David, out of the tribe of Judah. That's the line where Jesus came out of.
Just 3 years from now.
Mm-hmm. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. See, that's come when he's coming, that's what he's going to do. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. A shoot will grow out of Jesse's rootstock, a bud will sprout from his roots. The Lord's Spirit will rest on him, a Spirit that gives extraordinary wisdom, a Spirit that provides the ability to execute plans, a Spirit that produces absolute loyalty to the Lord. He will take delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by mere appearances or make decisions on the basis of hearsay. He will treat the poor fairly and make right decisions for the downtrodden of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth and order the wicked to be executed. Justice will be like a belt around his waist. Integrity will be like a belt around his hips.
That's what's coming up the road just 3 years from now. We're done. Like Satan, he's the prince of this world now until his time has run out. And his time runs out exactly as the Bible says. He's given 6,000 years, and 6,000 years of reign of being the prince of this world. Jesus overcame him at Calvary, and now everything is his. Everything belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he's taking everything back again, and there's coming a day. But God respects his word. He's given Satan 6,000 years, and until the next 3 years, we're going to have to put up with him, whether we like it or not. And then Jesus comes back, and he slays the wicked. The first thing that comes when he comes back, he's coming back, and the wicked, those that rejected the Lord, those that rejected the truth, those that rejected the message for your day, those that rejected them, they're going to say to the mountains, fall on us and to the hills, cover us for him that's coming back. He's coming to rule and reign with a rod of iron, and he'll slay the wicked with his mouth, and he'll just, the day of the Lord is just up the road here. And it's just, if you reject what we're saying here, there's no more hope for you. You're just gonna have to suffer the consequences. That's why the Lord went. That's why we had to go through what we had to go through. I didn't know what's going on back when I was terminated from that cult. I didn't know what it's all about, but I just knew in my heart I'm on the right track, and I just have to follow the Lord and allow him to lead and guide me into wherever, no matter what I had to go through. I had to just depend on the Lord. I'll just read it in German here. Und es wird eine Rute aufgehen von den Stamm Isaias und eine Zwang aus seiner Wurzel Frucht bringen. Und das wird eine Rute aufgehen von den Stamm Jesus. From David. Und eine Zweig aus seiner Wurzel Frucht bringen. It's going to bear fruit. Auf allem wird ruhen der Geist des Herrn, der Geist der Weisheit und des Verstandes, der Geist der Rat und der Stärke, der Geist der Erkenntnis und der Furcht des Herrn. Und Wohlgeruch wird ihm sein die Furcht des Herrn. Es wird nicht richten nach dem seinen Augen sehen, nach urteilen sprechen, nach dem seine Ohren her. He's not going to be listening to these. He's going to rule with righteousness. Sondern will Gerechtigkeit richten die Armen und rechtes Urteil sprechen den Elenden im Lande und wird mit den Stabe seines Mundes die Erde schlagen und mit den Ohren seiner Lippen den Gottlosen täten. Gerechtigkeit wird der Gürt seiner Lenden sein und der Glaube der Gurt seiner Hüften. And he goes on, you can read it further. The wolf and the lamb will be together, the leopard and it will lie down, the whole animal kingdom will be tamed back here in this millennium. Everything is going to go back to the way it was right before Adam, before Satan took over the planet and he became the prince of this world. The animal kingdom, they were all in harmony. They were just, Adam could communicate with the animal kingdom, but because Satan infiltrated, that's why we have, the animals are wild, and that whole thing was an upside down area. 6,000 years of hell on earth, but that's coming to an end. It says, it's limited. It says, has a time stamp on it, and it's running out just 3 years from now, because we found all that out because we were willing and able, and we were taught, we were teachable, and we found all that through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. We found it through that the Church Age of Laodicea ministry. That from that, really, it all comes from that angel, because God said, Jesus said, the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angel, and then that angel gave it to Brother Branham, and then that angel gave it to Brother Jenks, and everything we're saying, that angel is silly, he's given us all his information to carry on with the program, and to hold on to the things that have been firmly established through that angel of Laodicea. Just that simple. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. We just pray you'll help us to continue on with the program, to see it in such a way, Lord, that it'll make sense, and that you give us the wisdom as to how to execute it all, Lord. We just pray you continue to just use us for your honor and for your glory. Take our vocal cords, take our resources, take everything that we have and say and do and use it for your glory, Lord, here in these closing days of time, Lord. I just pray you just gift that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And we're preparing ourselves for the millennium. That's what it's all about now, to warn people. And like I say, you can't stop what's coming. It's impossible to stop it, because God has a day set. Just like Noah couldn't stop the flood. He just told people to get ready for the flood that's coming. Neither could Jesus stop from the destruction of Jerusalem. He just told people to get ready. And he told his disciples, when you see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, that's the time to get out here, because destruction of Jerusalem is coming. And that's all we're doing here. We're just warning people to what's coming up the road here. We can't stop it, although everybody thinks they can, but we can't, because the scripture has got to be fulfilled, like we said earlier on. It's just going to happen, and people will be left holding. They'll be left holding an empty bag. It'll be all over but the crying, and that's why we're putting all our resources in. That's why we spend every cent that we have. We're putting it all into this warning here, to send out a warning for a lost and dying world. And whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is athirst, let him come. And then the Lord moved on us to start up this website, and he said, you don't even have to advertise. You just put it out there. If there's a hunger and a thirst for somebody, wants something real, he is going to bring them to this. You don't even have to advertise. And we've seen it time and time again, where people did just somehow, like this one guy sent us an email, I've been looking for truth for 10 years, and then the Lord gave me a dream. He said, tomorrow I'm going to show you where the truth is. And here, lo and behold, he finds his website here. We had nothing to do with it. And he just said, I've been searching for 10 years for truth, ever since Brother Jackson left the scene. And here it is. And we got nothing. All we got to do is put it out there. Whosoever will, let them come. If people take time out, and if they're really interested. We get some phone calls from time to time. People want to know what's going on. Well, I said, it is very simple. You just get yourself an iPhone, and you get a WhatsApp, and it'll go automatically on your phone every morning at 9 o'clock. That's all we can do for the human race, and that's our job, and that's what we're doing here. That's why we, like I say, we're putting in all our energy, all our effort, just to get out a message for a lost and dying world out here in these closing days of time. And we're the only two people that have it right, because we got that midnight cry right. At midnight, there was a cry. In 1963, February the 28th, there was that cry. Right up in the sky, you can tap in. Like I say, you just take your iPhone and your computer. If you don't have an iPhone, you can take your computer, and all you got to do is tap in 1963 Mystery Cloud. And it'll tell you the whole story. It'll tell you exactly what happened when Brother Brenham went up to Sabine Canyon, and then when he was done, that cloud was formed up way beyond space. And it'll tell you the whole story. We don't have to spell it out. And we know that Laodicea began in 1906. How do we know? We found it out through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And then here's the closing out of the Grace Age. It's exactly October 15, 2021. And from there you got 7 years. The week of Daniel is little left. And the week of Daniel is goes on for 7 years. It's 1 week, that's 7 years, to be exact. It's 1,260 days to the middle, and then it's 40 and 2 months to the end, and then that angel comes, and it's all over, but, and he ties up Satan, and then it's all over but the crying, and then the day of the Lord sets in, the wicked will be slain, and the righteous, they'll go into that millennial reign, and those that are ready, from now and to that time, there's going to be a rapture, and those that are ready, they will go into that rapture. And they're going to escape all this horror that's coming. They're going to escape the day of the Lord, the fury of the Lamb, and all that. It's all programmed, all blueprinted before the foundation of the world. And we just happen to tap into it. That's why we're telling people what we do. We're saying here. Because we know we're right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it's like when you will analyze it, everything, like the things of this world, they all, everything has a government. Like you see the government of Canada, you see the government of the United States, in order for everything to go smoothly. And that's why, that's how you can look at it, how God has set it up in the spirit world. Like he's given Jesus in charge of all things. Because of Calvary, you know, he purchased our salvation. He purchased this planet back from Satan. He got it back from Satan, you know, what happened in the prehistoric hour, and then what happened in the garden. This whole planet was heading for destruction. But because of the Lord Jesus Christ, he purchased it back, and then that set that whole plan of redemption in motion. And he is in charge of all things. He is the head of all things, just like it says. He will rule with righteousness. And nothing, like it says here, justice will be like a belt around his waist. Integrity will be like a belt around his hips. And he will reign in righteousness, mm-hmm. and things. But when you look at the spirit world, how God has done it for the last 6,000 years, how he had the angelic messengers revealed to the prophets. He revealed to the prophets things to come. And those were, and then the prophets would let the people know and warn them. See how God has a channel that he works through. And it's the same way when in the Grace Age, when you will look at it, how God has organized everything so beautifully and perfectly, that he has channels that he works through in order to get the message to people. But there's a lot of people that do not want people to find out the truth. It'll hold people away from the truth because, that you know, that's how the spirit of Antichrist has crept in and done that. The spirit of Satan has kept people from the knowledge of the truth. And you can see how for the last 6,000 years, what God was doing, he was selecting out a people that will be able to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ in the millennium period. So those will be people that are not going to be people that are going to want to stop God's program. They have been tested for the last 6,000 years in order to help Jesus with bringing this planet and the whole of creation back to its perfect state. And that's what's going to happen in the millennium. That's why everything will be done so justly. Like in these kingdoms of this world, what we see around the world today, you see a lot of unjust things going on, things that are not fair and just because of power and greed and money. Now, but these things are all here just to test an individual to see where he's going to, what part is going to play in the millennium. And if he's going to exercise justice and righteousness in the millennium, if you don't exercise that here in this life, then God cannot use you in the world to come, because it's not, you have not exercised that attribute in your life. He's not going to use individuals that are power hungry and will disrupt God's plan. He's going to use individuals that have been tested and proven to be just and fair and righteous. They're not going to look at our family. They're not going to look at personal feelings and things like that. It's going to be according to justice and righteousness, that how God's kingdom is going to function in the millennium. It's all a channel of command. Like Jesus is going to be the head, and then he's going to have people that go out from under him to do exactly what the mind of God is, you know, to do the mind and the will of God is going to be brought to be orchestrated and fulfilled.
Amen to that. And only those that are going to be worthy, those that will be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration, just a bit of just under 3 years from now, that kingdom is going to be, for that scripture is going to be fulfilled in Jesus. That angel comes down, ties up Satan, then the day of the Lord is on, and then the separation of the goats and the sheep, and then once that happens, then the millennium is on, and the rulership, and all those that will be found faithful and true and ready are going to go into that millennial reign to rule and reign for 1,000 years. And people will live to be 1,000 years. There's mortals there, but there's those people that will be immortal, or those people that's going to go into rapture, those people that's going to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's what the invitation is on now. And all these churches out there, all these cults out there, that other right thing, it's all just engineered by these antichrists. I found that out lately, and I was shocked to find out that behind it is the spirit of Satan that engineered it all, because Jacob Wooder, he was not sent by that angel. Mm-hmm. He was just sent by Satan like an antichrist, a self-righteous mode, and here come up these communities all over the world, and that's all driven, that's not all, it's all not part of that channel. It's not all part of the angelic messenger. It's all part of Satan's enterprise. That's why the Bible calls them harlots. That's why everything in this world, these churches, they're nothing but Satan's harlots. It's just that they're just, when at the end of the day, they'll all go back to the papal system, because that's where they all came out of, that word of revelation. That's why he calls them the harlots of revelation. And these churches that Seventh-day Adventists and these other rites and these Amish and these Society of the Brethren, they're all part of the harlot system. And here, God has sent the truth. He has sent an angel to the church of the Laodicea, and he has sent these two messengers, Brother Branham, and he died at 65. God took the vocal cords of Brother Raymond Jackson, then he died in 2004, and then the Lord was waiting for somebody, looking around for somebody who is then that faithful and wiser that'll stick with the word no matter what. He's not going to sell out to partiality. He's just going to go straight through, and he found you and I faithful, and then put us together, and now all we're doing now, we're putting the finishing touches on the final chapter, and we're holding on to the things that have been firmly established to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. If you want to come on board, to him that is the third, let him come. That is that living water that's all about. That's that stream that started coming from the throne of God way back before the foundation of the world. And we're just happy to tap into it here in this closing day of the time. And the Lord found us faithful to deliver it. That's all we're doing. We're living out to a lost and dying world. And yeah, it's pretty hard. It's a pretty hard sell, especially when you're living in an age of confusion and deception, and everybody in there, all these religions, all these churches, when we tell them they're nothing but agents of Satan that they're brought on by these antichrists, they think we're blaspheming. Because these people, they can talk so holy, and they can put up a nice front, but it's all driven by that antichrist. Believe you me, an antichrist can really polish himself up, and you would believe he's a real Christian. But he's anti-Christian. When it comes down, like I keep saying, it's what they don't tell you. They will not tell you what you and I are telling them. And that's what causes it to be of such magnitude of deception, that we can't even talk to nobody, because they've been brainwashed and idolized, and they've been duped for the last 2,000 years. But see, we're just sticking with the truth. Come and take it. Come that is the truth, let them come. Whoever will, let them come. Everybody's invited, but you got to come and believe the message for your day. Just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we just want to give you thanks, Lord. We know there is a kingdom coming, Lord, where you're going to rule in right. That's going to rule in righteousness and fairness and justice, Lord. And it's going to be a beautiful place for people to dwell in. But each person has to make sure that they're going to be prepared and ready when that day comes, that they can enter into that age of rest, Lord. And we just want to give you thanks for your faithfulness, Lord. I know I asked you when I was very young where we are at in time, Lord. And in the sincerity of my heart, I wanted to know where you're at in our generation, Lord. And you led me right to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. So we just want to let people know where you're at and where we found you in that ministry, that scribe that took out of his storehouse both things old and new, Lord. And we just want to let people know the glorious things you've done and where you've worked in our generation, that fountain of living waters has been flowing ever since the dawning of time, a man's beginning, Lord. You've always been true and faithful, Lord. But people, if they're hungry, and they will find it, Lord, you lead them right to that stream. So we just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.